Dean, that was an absolute sickener, 2 minutes into stoppage time.
Yeah, you've just said it. It's not nice, and it's not nice to be on the end of it.
What's your view of the overall game and performance?
I've just said in the press, into the players in there, for the last few weeks we've spoke about half performances of 45 minutes and 50 minutes. I think for 90 minutes we're by far the better team.
Created so many chances. In the second half, had 2 one-on-ones as well.
Yeah, as you said, we create chances, and I think that probably just shows you where we are at the moment. A little bit of naivety, and a little bit not being ruthless enough when we've had the opportunities. And if it was 2 or 3-0, I don't think anybody could have minded the score.
What was the game plan? Because you caught them on the break 2 or 3 times in the first half. Zeli Ismail had a great first half. You had 2 good chances again, missed the target in the first half. Was that the game plan?
Yeah, well, look, it's worked a tee, to be fair. Well, other than the result, we create opportunities. We knew to set traps and where we could counter on them. And they like to keep you penned in and put their game onto you. And we flipped it and we looked at it a bit, going putting our game onto them and going for them.
What have you said to the players? Because for them to lose that game so late in the day, having put in such a performance, and you know, a lot of the fans are saying that you played Barnsley, who've been unbeaten now in 19 games, off the park today, created so many chances, and yet you've lost. What have you said to them?
Look, it's disappointing. It's a massive, massive body blow, but we've got to dust ourselves down. As daft as it's earned, it's all cliches. We've got to regroup, and we'll come back in Monday. We'll debrief, we'll look at it, and we need to learn. We've got some massive games coming up, and if we keep performing like that and we get on full 90-minute performances, something will turn and go in our favour.
But I guess you've got to try and stay positive in that dressing room when they're really down.
Yeah, look, it starts with me. I have to remain positive. It hurts. It does hurt, and it's a tough one to take, but we've created opportunities and we're not taking them. Look, Josh Ozzie scored a great goal in the first half. It's not a foul. Simple as that. It's not a foul. Just seen their goal back. George has made a great block on it. And second phase, it's bounced up. It's hit Brown's thigh. He's lent down. He's hit him on his arm. We ain't getting them small margins at the moment. When you're at the top of the league, one or two things bounce in your favour. But you look at luck and a bit of fortune. We ain't getting it. But we'll have to keep working hard. And that's what we're about. It's a lot of endeavour. The work rate is all there. And I'm sure if we take that into the rest of the season, we'll make sure we're in League One for next season.
So today, what pleased you most about the performance?
The whole 90 minutes. I thought it worked. They were on the front foot. We were bright. We put our game plan onto a team that's, as you said, have been undefeated since early December. And look, we're not kidding ourselves. Result-wise, it's not gone for us. But as I said, the positive we'll have to take is 90 minutes performance.
Obviously, you've got a choice in terms of selection of a group of players, and that the fans are saying Andy Cook on the bench today. Why? Clearly, you'd have to play a slightly different way if Andy Cook was out there.
Yeah, look, I've had a chat with Andy. Andy knows he's frustrated. He was desperate for a chance to become a professional football player in the league, to say. And I brought him in and he scored goals. Do I think he should have got sent off? Probably not, but unfortunately that was the case. And we've had a tinker with the formation, and I thought Josh Gordon's well and done really well the last few games, and he deserved the opportunity to still be at the top and be the number 9 leading line.
How do you see it now with 7 games to play? I mean, you've got Doncaster next week, who are in and around the top 6 at the moment, but then home games against teams in and around you. There's still a lot of teams all involved in the bottom half of that table.
Yeah, it'll change a little bit come 5 o'clock tonight. We've just got to hope that one or two things go in our favour. And as I said, we've not done our part today. We wanted to get 3 points and make the league table look a lot different come by the time everybody else kicks off. But if we keep performing like that, I'm sure we'll be okay.
Defensively today, really good performance.
Yeah, I thought the lads were outstanding. I thought they were absolutely outstanding. It's hard to take, as I said, we're talking about a good performance on the back end of a defeat, but the positive we'll have to take is 90 minutes per performance.
How do you build them up now for what is a huge game next Saturday at Doncaster Rovers?
As I said, we'll debrief, we'll look at it. It'll be a lot of nitpicking to get out any negatives out of it, but there's a lot of positives, and we'll make sure we're on the front foot next week going to Doncaster.
I mean, on the touchline, you must have thought one of those in that second half of the one-on-ones. I mean, Blackett Taylor, who seems young but full of confidence, pace as well. He was terrific down the left-hand side, particularly in the second half for you. And defensively doing a lot of work as well. You must be thinking, surely got to take one of those chances.
Yeah, look, it's you're hoping that, obviously, when once lads cross that white line, you're hoping that somebody gets the right connection and one ends up in the back of the net for us. And it's not done that today. And we have to keep a clean sheet on the other side. And we've just been caught.
You survived last season. You came in and kept the team up, 52 points. 10 points more would take you to 52 this season. Do you think that's what you need now from the last 7 games?
Yeah, I think it's around about the mark, 52. 52 points is normally the cut-off point, and that'll be the aim, to get to 52 points, if not a few more on top of that. as I said, it's not ideal, three defeats on the bounce, but performance-wise, that was a full 90 minutes performance, and I'm sure if we keep performing like that, especially next week, we'll get something at Doncaster.